So do you have very many banjo players in the crowd? Anybody in Bend, Oregon likes to play the five-string banjo? Yeah? I've been at this rascal for 40 years. I've been practicing the banjo, and I still take lessons and stuff and practice in my room and stuff. Some days it wins, and some days I come out slightly on top. Most of the time it's a pretty brutal study. The banjo's the kind of instrument when you take it up, like, people are kind of thinking, well, this is kind of cool and kind of really not cool at the same time, so. But you just kind of stick with it, I guess. It's kind of like smoking cigarettes. If you stay with it long enough, eventually you'll start liking it, I guess. When I was a kid, I was a little boy, and my mother and dad were very big Grand Ole Opry fans. The old school Grand Ole Opry, like Red Foley and Hawkshaw Hawkins and Cowboy Copas and all these old guys. And my father would play records, and he would insist that you stared at the stereo like you were watching TV. And to this day, that's how I listen to music. I don't, like, party or live my life, whatever. I try to listen. It's a funny thing, you know, but he would shush you and make you be quiet, and you had to, like, look at the stereo. And so it's kind of a cool thing. If you listen to if you ever try to listen to music that way, it's pretty cool. Most of the time nowadays, people will put on a CD, you know, and they'll say, hey, I got this great CD. You go to their house and they'll put it on. They play about half a song and then they turn it down and start talking, you know, stuff like that. So I like to play those records and cassette tapes and reel-to-reel tapes and let them roll all the way to the end of the bitter end and see what's happening. But I'm the kind of person that'll go to a baseball game and a team that I like is losing. I'll just go all the way, 12 to nothing. I'm still there in the seat in the ninth inning. All those guys get up in L.A., you know, in the seventh inning stretch, and they'll split. You know, you watch them on TV, but I'll stay till the bitter end. I want to see them sweeping up. That's when it's time for me to go. That's when I see the guy sweeping up. Kind of like in my gigs. I'm the first one here and the last one out of here, I guess. When the guy starts sweeping up, I know it's time for me to split. Hey, you got a great record store in town. Did y'all know that? Yeah. What's the name of it? That's right. Let's review my purchases of, I just went over there and bought some records, and let's review what I got. Shelby, you got a minute? Let's have a little vinyl noise going right now, because that makes me feel comfortable if we have vinyl noise going, and I'll cue it up right now. Now we can all relax. Ready to see what we got?
First off,
I'm a cassette freak, and I found Elmore James on tape. Couldn't resist that one. Elmore James, musician, great singer, songwriter, guitar player, Elmore James. Anyway, he's interesting. Tape. And let's see what else we got here. We're going up in dimension as I go into the sack. Richard Hell on 10-inch. With Robert Quine on guitar. Now, Quine, I always admired his guitar playing. I heard that record, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, when I was a kid. I couldn't believe it. It was so amazing. I love that guitar playing. And I had a mutual friend, and I always wanted to meet him when I went to New York, and he passed away before I got to meet him. So if you got someone you want to meet, you better meet him for too long or else. Anyway, it's a picture disc. How about that? Cool. Yeah. Going up slightly in dimension, let's see what the last one was. Is this okay if I do this? Are y'all bored? Or? Syd Barrett. On that really nice 180 gram vinyl. It's funny, you know, if you put out records now, there's more Frank Sinatra records now than when he was putting out records. You know, there's more Beatles records now than ever. Like, all these guys are still extant in the great database of all that exists. Anyway, Syd Barrett on vinyl there, that nice 180 gram vinyl. And that's about all I got, so. Give it up for Ranch Records over there. Nice having a real record store. I've been traveling around since the late 80s. I've been out here about, I don't know, 25 years or something like that. And it's still a thing I do is go to the record store and look at records. It's weird. It's like a fly to the light or something. Anyway, Anyway, let's have some more songs.